recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now here's Larry.
Oh, welcome back, folks. We're going to have a good show tonight, Randy.
We are? Okay.
Yeah, we are. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. I smoked a ham that was just out of this world.
Did you even save me a bite?
No.
No.
But I will next time. We're going to do another one.
Okay.
So, but I'll give you a little
bit. Because you sent me pictures.
Oh, I know, and I sent you the whole thing.
Made me really hungry.
We had, it had, let's see, pineapples and chunks and cherry chunks and all kinds, brown sugar and bourbon and all this sauce that was all in there. And then it was out on the smoker for about 4 hours. And then I basted it about every 15 minutes and it started to collect all this gooey stuff on the ham. And
it looked pretty awesome.
Freaking awesome.
It really looked awesome.
What'd you have?
Oh, we deep fried our turkey.
Cool.
Had my homemade dressing, homemade noodles,
yeah,
and sweet potato casserole. We did the traditional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a great time.
Good.
Went down to Dallas, and
yeah,
all we did was
how's James
play. Oh, he's perfect. He's perfect.
Did he see a show? It was on last week, I think.
Oh yeah, we sat and watched it. We sat and watched it Thanksgiving Day.
I saw
it.
Me and Donna watched it.
Yeah. We got to the part, and I told him, I said, now, we had some technical difficulty. We had to, you know, we had to take some out.
Uh-huh.
And we got to the first spot, and he's like, hey, that was sure a lot cut out. I said, well, we've got everything fixed and all. So,
well, if you missed that show, tune back. It's back there,
there you go.
It's still online.
There you go. Hey, we got a couple of, let's call it fan mail, if you will. Some people.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Here is Doug from Oklahoma. He said, I love your podcast. We are eye to eye on everything. Well, Doug, that's a little scary because I'm kind of wild around here. And so, but thank you for your thoughts. And
Doug.
Here is
go ahead.
Here is Cindy from Kansas. So enjoy hearing you and agree with you on your issues.
Cool.
Well, once again, got some agreements going.
Yeah.
Anybody
from Little Rock?
Nobody from Little Rock. I got one more to share with you from Texas. Says, good luck on your new venture. Enjoying it. I look forward to hearing and following along.
Cool.
So, well, there you go. Hey, folks, we love to hear from you. In fact, I was kind of working really hard on this show, and Cindy's popped in on our social media. I think it was Instagram, and I popped up a message that said what she had to say, and so really, it kind of inspired me. So after that, I kind of caught fire and put the show together, and everything went
good.
Now,
did they email you, or did they do it on the?
A couple of them were emails, and then hers was on Instagram.
Was it? Okay.
So yeah. So,
okay.
Hey, be sure and send us some comments, and also when you do send us a comment, be sure and put on there what where you're watching or listening to. Like if you're listening to Spotify or you know, Rumble or something, just be sure and put it in there and let us know, because we'd love to know where you're actually enjoying the show from.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
There you go.
We keep forgetting to say that, but
yeah.
Like and subscribe. That'll help us out.
You podcasters, be sure and put us in your library, and we'll pop up. In fact, your phone will pop up every Wednesday morning and say, hey, the guy's got a new show, and so it'll remind you to go and listen to it.
Cool.
So do that for us.
Good.
Well, tonight's show is on censorship in America.
Censorship?
Uh-huh.
Didn't we get censorship a week or two ago?
Yeah, we did, Randy, on episode 15. It's entitled Trump Selected Team, and we're not going to talk about why we were censored, but if you will go into the show at 44 minutes and 54 seconds.
Just there.
Just go.
That one little segment.
Well, listen to that point, but when you watch your meter, you will know that we got censored, and it is because our content didn't follow community guidelines, and this was only issued, or we were only censored on YouTube. Okay. Everybody else, it went flying and everything went fine. And, right. you know, so we told people, hey, 15 got censored. And so we took down 16 because, dear God, if 15 got us,
yeah.
16 was just going to drive us deeper right. in the hole.
Just...
You know, and the thing of it is, Randy, we found out kind of the hard way. One strike, it says that you cannot post anything on YouTube for 7 days for mm-hmm. a week.
Yeah.
Second strike, it's 2 weeks. And you get your third strike within the same 90-day period, and they take your channel down.
Wow.
So God only knows how long we're going to last.
I know.
On YouTube.
Who knows? All I know is we're having fun doing this.
We're having fun, and the fact is that we didn't lie. We didn't share anything that was misguided.
Speaking of lying.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, what about lying? Can you just get on there and lie on YouTube? How about just lying to the country? You see the news today? Today's Monday. We record on Mondays.
What happened, Randy?
You know what happened.
Well, tell me. You got the mic.
Yeah. He, our president.
Who's president?
Former president.
Is he your president?
Well,
he never was mine.
He is the president. Pardoned his son after many, many times saying, I never will pardon him.
No.
I don't have any intentions of pardoning.
Well, he didn't do anything wrong now.
He lied. Why can't he be censored?
I understand. Because he's a flaming liberal. It only works one direction.
I never want to hear anything about Trump using the political platform to help his family,
yeah.
friends,
yeah.
whatever. Look what he did. Or lying. He's going to just all... he's a lot... Give me a break. Look what happened today.
Randy, I got to tell you, I'm so proud of you because normally I'm the one ranting around and you got
well,
your blood pressure going.
I just wanted to
going.
Get you started. I knew you wasn't going to bring that up. So, do I need to take over on this one?
Well, just jump no, in, man. I wrote a show, but we'll do yours and then we'll do mine next week.
When I heard that this morning, it just went off on me. And that, it was all over.
Everything. You know, what's really golden, and I read this on X, is the fact that this pardon is pretty blanketing, but there's something about that's only good for things that happened here nationally. But anything that happened for international,
mm-hmm.
he can still be prosecuted.
Really?
Yeah. So there is a loophole that several people are posting out there. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. But I guess the only last comment I'll say on any of this is when Donald Trump takes office
mm-hmm.
and decides to pardon all the J6ers that
yep.
was set up
That's right.
by Pelosi
That's right.
and her regime.
Right.
I say go for it mm-hmm. and just start throwing pardons out for everybody.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's my take on it, and I appreciate you jumping in there.
All right. Well, let's get into censorship.
Well,
now.
Let's
to
talk
get off
about
of lying, get into censorship. What's worse?
Well, what's the difference, right?
I know.
There you go. And the thing of it is we got censored for something that they said that was misleading and could be harmful. Go listen to it, folks. But the fact of it is, it was just my opinion. I'm the one that got us in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It was my opinion. You just sat there and grinned at me.
It ain't anything worse than RFK Jr. is saying.
Well, no,
I mean,
it's
just
not.
Go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same stuff. It's the same song.
Yeah, it is.
Is what he's doing.
Well, what's really funny is I had my opinion about this and got censored. But yet you can still see Maxine Waters on YouTube with the video that we shared a few shows ago about I will go and take Trump out. She's talking about killing Trump, and it's okay for her to do it. But censorship only goes towards the right.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said it a million times, and I'll keep saying it. You know, liberals only care about free speech as long as you're agreeing with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so... Well, Hillary Clinton says that social media companies need to moderate content or we're going to lose total control. So that's why we're talking about censorship. Okay?
She wants control, that's all.
That's it. Clinton told CNN that while there have been some steps taken at the state level to regulate social media, she wants to see more done by the federal government to moderate content. Then she goes on to say, Randy, and I love this, we can look at the state of California, the state of New York. I think some other states have also taken action, Clinton said. Then she goes on one more time. Now, if we want to take a look at those two states, no. I don't think that that's anything to really brag about okay, we're gonna go after, write a law after all that.
Right.
Those are not two states that I want to be proud of and go after.
Not right now.
But then she goes on to say, but we need national action, and sadly our Congress has been dysfunctional when it comes to addressing these threats to our children. Now, Randy, I don't know what children that she's talking about. Is she talking about the children that she wants to brainwash? Or is she talking about the children that her husband spent plenty of time out on Epstein's Island visiting?
Well, I was going to say it's probably in her village.
Yeah. Does she really care? Does she really care those children?
It's in her book, In the Village.
Yeah, yeah. Takes a village. Yeah, it takes a good, strong daddy and mommy. But she went on to CNN to announce that they're losing control and that social media companies should increase their censorship on conservative misinformation. Now, that's the new buzz phrase, misinformation, and we're going to get into that into segment three probably today if we've got time. But, you know, censorship only goes towards the right. They don't want our opinions, meaning the right, meaning the conservative voice, to be heard. They only want their opinions. But the point of the First Amendment is that you were never supposed to have control, much less total control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. So that's her opinion. And of course, I love this. I found this over on X, and so I printed it out. It says, the party that says men can get pregnant wants to control disinformation on the internet. I really enjoyed
information
that.
Information or disinformation?
Yeah.
Or
disinformation.
Confusing information,
yeah.
Or just plain malarkey.
The party that says men can get pregnant wants to control what is happening out on the internet because our misinformation.
You know, all I can think about is when I'm thinking about a man being pregnant is,
I thank God every day I ain't a woman to
Harry
do.
Harry Black used to say that.
Is that right?
He used to teach in speak in the schools, and he would talk about that. He would just, all I can think about, he would just scream real loud.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, Randy, you know, and we've touched on this, but I've got to tell you, AI, artificial intelligence, is being used for censorship.
Why, sure.
It really is. Free speech on the internet is the greatest threat to the rules-based of the international order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, let's face it. A one-world government is soon coming. Now, we know we're believers, and we've been taught that all of our life about a one-world government.
Right.
Well, it's just around the corner, and that's what all these liberals, these progressives, these communists are all pushing for, okay? So they're pushing for that, and social media is being censored by our government so that they can control the world. I mean, let's face it, and that AI has been put out there, and it's helping them. They want to kill the financial capacity of all the alternative media. Because let's face it, they already control what is called now, you know, we used to call it mainstream media, and now they're controlling what we call legacy media. I mean, think about it. Isn't it funny how legacy media says the same exact thing at the same exact time?
Yeah.
Because Hillary Clinton was one of them that we saw during the election. She got on TV and started talking about how hard is it to just stay with the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, folks, we've given you your marching orders. Quit going off script. Only talk about what we want you to talk about. And they say it word for word. You could flip through the channels and hear the same identical message.
Well, sure you can.
So our government's created a censorship industry. And AI is really, really pushing this. And so I've got to say that if you kill the ability to operate as a professional media organization, you can kill the ability to produce news stories. And so any opposition to the left, they do want to kill it. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
So the First Amendment did not anticipate social media. Now think about that.
Right.
The First Amendment only talked about, I mean, nothing else, you know, during the First Amendment, our forefathers had no other idea about TV or anything. Yeah. So now we invented this social media. Well, the liberals had to go into a panic. And that's why liberals want to censor it, because they're against your power of free speech.
Right.
They don't.
Well, it's just, I mean, the social media is just where the news is. If you want to stay up and current on the news,
yeah,
and things is happening, let me tell you, the news media is out. They are in left field and they're scrambling.
Yes.
Because we're getting our news from somewhere else.
Yes.
It's not from the three networks or the four networks or even a lot of the main news channels.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's all the different ones that we listen to, you know, Next News Network,
yeah.
and the ones. He's great, and he just started in his by himself.
Yeah.
And he used to do the switching and everything by himself, and now he's really going at
yeah.
it. And he's just repeating all the other stuff that he's seeing that mm-hmm. we're finding out about.
Yeah.
And that's how this is getting around.
Yeah.
So they can't figure out a way to stop it unless they control it.
Yes.
So,
yeah, you know, exactly.
They want the control.
And the left thinks that social media, you know, is out of control, and they're really overwhelmed by this because the First Amendment, that's why they want that censorship. Because we're out here saying what we want. We're
sure.
putting on, you know, X and all these things. So it just has to be that they have to kill the legitimacy of what we have to say on social media in order to really keep us throttled back.
Right.
So I've just got to say that censorship is really controlling people's heart and mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that, you know, you really is, you know, and I think we're probably getting ready to go to a commercial break, but let me kind of wrap this up by saying, you know, the owner of Google and Elon Musk, the owner of X, were really best friends for the longest time.
Uh-huh.
And you've probably heard this story, but they were really best friends and so close that when Elon would go to visit and do business, he would actually stay at his home.
Hmm.
And he said one night they were up late talking and just visiting and everything, and the owner of Google started talking about AI. And Elon said, you know, this really concerns me because this could be a horrendous weapon used against humanity.
Yeah.
And really started talking about how bad it could be. Now, AI is wonderful. You know, I got to say, my pastor said, hey, with AI, I will be able to preach a message and put it in 15, 20 different languages,
sure.
and you won't even be able sure. to tell, okay?
Yeah.
And I can use that to send around the world.
But
that's the good side.
But
mm-hmm.
the thing is, there's always a programmer or somebody that's writing what,
yeah.
not word for word, but they're writing what needs to be said
yeah.
on that AI program. So
right.
AI is a program,
yeah.
and there's got to be a programmer
yeah.
and somebody in charge of that programmer.
Yeah.
So they can, you know, slant it one way or the other. You know, I was playing around with it on my vacation. We went down to Panama. You have Panama City.
Yeah, right.
And I think it's called Chat AI or something. But you can go in there, and I said, well, I want to write a poem. And so I gave it all the points about us going to restaurants and the beach and all that stuff and
yeah.
said, make a poem. It wasn't what I really wanted to
right.
say. I'd kind of been embarrassed to say it.
Right.
And so I said, well, I ain't going to do that.
Right.
So in other words, the point is, behind every AI program, there's a programmer.
Sure.
That writes that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's agreeable. You know, and so with any technology, it's good, it's bad, it's ugly. You know, it is what you intend it for to be. But here's what Elon said on you know, I forget what podcast I was listening to, but he said this. He said that the owner of Google actually said with AI, in a few years, humans could be obsolete. Mm. Now, that's a shocking statement.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to think about that. I mean, so...
I've heard that, but it'd be interesting. Well, I mean,
I hope I'm not alive the day that it happens.
I know it. I don't know who's gonna. I don't think AI could go out there and catch crappie for me.
Well, probably not. But they could certainly take you out of business on something else. So
they might be able to find some with all the new technology out there.
Right. Though. Exactly. Well, hey, let's go to a commercial break and then we'll come back. Okay. All right.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
Okay, welcome back, folks. Randy, I want to get into a report here that is from Open the Books. It's entitled Taxpayer-Funded Censorship. How government is using your tax dollars to silence your voice.
Hmm.
I love the fact that they're using my tax dollars to shut me up.
They're using a lot of tax dollars for a lot of different things. I think that's about ready to, some of it's going to come to a stop, I hope.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. I am so ready for it. In this report, it starts out with campaign season brought with it a steady stream of accusations that various parties and platforms were spending misinformation and disinformation. It says the scandals at FEMA over avoiding homes with Trump signs was quickly slapped with misinformation label. Now, they did that until FEMA itself admitted that it really happened.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So, see, all this AI stuff and all the liberals, they want to say, oh, that's misinformation or disinformation. Well, but... then we find out, you know, again, I would quit being this conspiracy theorist if they'd quit coming true.
Yeah. I hope that last one doesn't come true.
I mean, you know, it says with this misinformation category being weaponized across the political spectrum, we took a look at how invested government has become in studying and combating it using your tax dollars. Now, here's one. Since 2021, the Biden-Harris administration has spent $267 million on research grants with term misinformation in the proposal.
Hmm.
$267 million. Now, to drive this down, during the scamdemic and the Pelosi plague was one of the driving forces that really started this misinformation debate. There was $127 million in grants that targeted the study of misinformation and persuading people to go along with COVID-related public health recommendations and mandates. It said in one particularly brazen instance, $200,000 was spent slandering President-elect Trump itself.
Hmm.
These are our tax dollars, the man that we voted for. And so the grant resulted in a paper suggesting populist leaders and movements in various countries kept people from coming together in solidarity, and public officials need to have the main say on health guidance next time.
Yeah.
So in other words, it would be better if your voice were silenced in favor of the expert class.
Well, that's what they want. They want to silence us.
Well, they do. Uh-huh. And bureaucrats like Anthony Fauci, he contended that false information spread online undermines scientific recommendations coming from the government.
What about all his false information?
Well,
that don't count, does it?
Such as, I don't want to use that word.
No, never mind.
Okay. So, I just thank God I didn't take it. But then another one is masking and double masking. 6 feet for social distancing. Now, the government used this misinformation. They used this AI as both kind of a carrot and a stick, if you will. They either dangled the carrot out in front of you, or they took a stick and beat you to death with it. So in the name of combating COVID misinformation, they started in, you know, Randy, there were people that were wearing 3 and 4 masks on top of one another during the Pelosi plague. I mean, it was the nastiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Larry, I was fishing.
Yeah.
I was fishing out on Lake Conway.
Well.
And some guy was out in the boat.
Yeah.
All by himself.
Uh-huh.
Way over there in a brush pile fishing for the same fish I was. Nobody around him. And he was fishing with his mask on.
Wow.
I think he was scared the fish were carrying it.
Wow.
I guess. Or the fish was going to. The only thing that was around was his fish.
I used to see people, and still to this day, see a few people driving around in the car by themselves with a stupid mask on.
I think they've gotten used to wearing it, and they feel uncomfortable without wearing it. I really do. They feel uncomfortable without wearing it.
Do you know I still see people come into the restaurant that still go with that 6 feet distancing thing?
Yeah.
Dumbest thing I've seen. Yeah. And yet, Fauci actually admitted to Congress, well, I sort of made that up. That was never really scientific. Mm-hmm. See, and again, all of this stuff, people thought that I was so stupid and so crazy. Oh, Larry's so wild and crazy. You know, he won't do this and he won't do that. And all of this mask and social distancing, all of this was all made. Oh, Larry's crazy. Well, now all of a sudden, it's all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
Proving me right.
Talking about misinformation.
Yeah, it sure was. Goes on in this report, it says that that Biden-Harris administration worked closely with social media companies to censor content deemed misinformation. In other words, they didn't want to be questioned or disagreed with. They do not want you to think. They don't want to have you question anybody.
Well, of course. That's the way Kamala was.
Yep.
She didn't want anybody to question her. That's why she never took any questions.
That's right.
She couldn't answer them.
That's right.
And they didn't want her to answer them.
Yeah, that's right. Elon Musk purchased Twitter, now X, in part because of the company's extreme restrictions on speech during COVID. That's when a lot of that started, you know. And so since 2021 through 2024, our tax dollars, $274 million, has been spent on misinformation. Misinformation. So in other words, if you disagree with this, now, misinformation is information. Here's the definition. Misinformation is information that is false, inaccurate, or misleading according to the best available evidence at the time. So in other words, censorship is at its finest right there, okay? So you've got harassment, you've got violence, you know, people that are up against different treatments and different things, you know. So here's the question. Who decides what the best available evidence? Who decides who is going to choose that? Who decides which experts should be considered authoritative or not?
Right.
I guess it's the communist government. It's just the communist government. Some people, they still are just concerned about all of this. I see them. You can walk up to somebody and get within 6 feet of them, and they panic.
Mm-hmm.
They practically panic.
Right.
Here's one. $200,000 was spent to slander a political opponent. It was called the Pandemic Communication in Time of Populism, Building Resilient Media and Ensuring Effective Pandemic Communication in Divided Societies. Wow, what a title. That's a mouthful, isn't it? So you have then all of that. You've got misinformation contract spending that was done, $300,000 capturing medical misinformation in social media for targeted disagreements using advanced AI solution set. I mean, it's pathetic. There was $1 billion in spending, and for the campaign and the Biden-Harris administration's response to the pandemic resulted in a collapse of the public's trust in public health messaging. Well, that's why we don't trust our government anymore. Right. You know? You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, so all of our millions of dollars is being spent there to show misinformation. Why do you think we got episode 15 pulled down?
Right.
And that's because of misinformation. I ran across this, Randy, and I really think we ought to drill down a little bit deeper into this. Facebook, Google, Apple, and Microsoft, and a few others, played some central roles in the censorship cartel. You know, NewsGuard, along with fact-checking is what they called it, or do call it, They fact check all the groups and the ad agencies that helped enforce the one-sided narrative, and they've called it now the censorship cartel, and it must be dismantled. And I found this letter, and some of these things you'll find very disturbing. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, on November 13th of 2024, wrote a letter to Google, Microsoft, Meta Platforms, which is Facebook, and Apple. And it says, over the past few years, Americans have lived through an unprecedented surge in censorship. Now, this is a letter from the FCC to these people, and what they're actually doing is asking for proof of some of this stuff. They're asking for evidence. It says, your companies played significant roles in the improper conduct. Big tech companies silenced Americans for doing nothing more than exercising their First Amendment right. They targeted core political, religious, and scientific speech. Well, if the FCC is going to put this in a letter to these companies, don't you think we actually have the proof now?
Sounds like it.
And they're asking them to, hey, you need to belly up and give us some information back that's proving this. Or disproving it, I guess. It says, congressional investigations, press reports, and other evidence show that in many cases you did not act alone. Rather, you participated in censorship cartel that included not only technology and social media companies, but advertising, marketing, and so-called fact-checking organizations, as well as the Biden-Harris administration.
Well, I think didn't Mark Zuckerberg admit to some of that a few months ago? What they were doing, and he kind of regretted, following all of the stuff that they were putting pressure on him to do and to pull and to say and not to say and things he could.
Yeah, he admitted to it.
He admitted to it.
Yeah. Now, it says, go on, it says, the relevant conduct extended from removing or blocking social media posts to labeling whole websites or apps as untrustworthy or high risk in an apparent effort to suppress their information viewpoints, including through efforts to delist them, lower their rankings, or harm their profitability.
Right.
Now, see, this isn't just, oh, they didn't like my Facebook post, so they took it down. They've helped to destroy a lot of companies out here in the world. It says the censorship cartel is an affront to Americans' constitutional freedoms and must be completely dismantled. Americans must be able to reclaim their right to free speech. Indeed, our democracy depends on freedom of expression. Then it goes on, as you know, Big Tech's prize liability shield is Section 230. Now, we've heard about this years ago. Prize liability, Section 230, is codified in the Communications Act, which the FCC administers. As relevant here, Section 230 only counters benefits on big tech companies when they operate, in the words of the statute, in good faith. Okay. So I think that Section 230 was probably written with, hey, you know, if people get carried away, you can do something, but they did not act in good faith.
Yeah.
They went out there and started all of this and started taking posts down and websites and apps and different things. So they just got carried away with it, and they were in the back pockets of all these liberal, government people.
Follow the money.
It says, as exposed by the Twitter files, NewsGuard is a for-profit company that operates as part of the broader censorship cartel. Indeed, NewsGuard bills itself as the internet's arbiter of truth, or its co-founder put in a vaccine against misinformation. NewsGuard purports to rate the credibility of news and information outlets and tells readers and advertisers which outlets they can trust. It says NewsGuard does by leveraging its partnership with advertising agencies to effectively censor targeted outlets. My gosh, does this not reek of censorship and communism?
Yep.
I mean, think about it. Let me just finish. Here's just a couple of more paragraphs in this. It's a 4-page letter in fine print, buddy. It says NewsGuard also works with web browsers, including Google's Chrome, Apple's Safari, and Microsoft's Bing. NewsGuard has partnered with social media companies. Well, you know, I get upset because sometimes I want to use a website. I do all my ordering and different things for my restaurant.
Right.
And the first thing that I have trouble with, because I use Apple.
Right.
Okay. Safari. It'll pop up and say, if you download Google's Chrome, our website will run better. Sometimes you have to make it
work.
And I have refused. I had two different companies tell me, you're going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. And I simply politely said, well, then I'm going to refuse to do business with you. Mm-hmm. I will go get the product from somebody else. In fact, our bank, I won't name them by name because I really love my bank, but here a while back, they actually said I couldn't pay my bills online. And it was right after an update with Apple.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Remember I mentioned this to you?
Yeah.
I called the IT department. They got me on the line, and they said, well, can you download Google Chrome? I said, absolutely not.
Right.
This is my computer. It's my money in your bank. You have to take responsibility for making it work. It's not my responsibility.
They were the one that made the change.
That's exactly right. Well, come to find out, after a few weeks, they came back and said, hey, it's all fixed. So what they did was go back and fix it to where it would work on my Apple Safari.
Sure.
Okay? So you've got to learn to push back in life. Mm-hmm. And I told them, I said, there are other banks, and I will simply go down the street to another bank and ask, do you require Google Chrome for me to use online banking? And if the answer is no, okay, well, then I'll switch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to switch because I love my bank.
Yeah.
But I did put it out there. And I told them that. I said, I don't want to. But again, all of this kind of stuff goes together. So it just simply is, and I won't even go on. There's other things here, but I want to get into something else before we run out of time. But this letter is clearly defining the fact that that there is censorship out the wazoo and how it's all going on. You know, which brings us to something that that you alluded to, Mark Zuckerberg. It says designs with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And so, you know, he's trying to sell the idea that, hey, I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay. And he's trying to sell the idea that he likes and sees the advantages of the Trump's policies because they promise the deregulation and innovation friendly environments. And he's trying to say all of that. And he's trying to ease the past tensions. You know, But let's not forget that Trump was the one who got booted off of Facebook.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. And so here's a report that I found that was put out by Fox Business. It says Mark Zuckerberg has been very clear about his desire to be a supporter and a participant in this change that we're seeing all around America, all around the world with this reform movement that Donald Trump is leading. It goes on to say, Mark, like so many business leaders, understands the Trump presidency is an agent of change and an agent of prosperity. Now, he wants to point the finger and says, in July, Mark applauded Trump for his fist-bumping reaction to the July 13th assassination attempt against him in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
He said, that's when I become a real fan. He went on to say, seeing Donald Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with the American flag is one of the most badass things I've ever seen in my life. He said, on some level, as an American, it's hard to not get kind of emotional about the spirit and that fight and think that's why people like this guy. Well, we liked him before he ever did that.
Right,
he didn't
right.
have to get shot before we liked him.
But you know, there's a lot of companies that are, since this change has happened, that they're moving more from the left to the right.
Yes.
I mean, Walmart. They're making changes,
right.
And some of the other big corporations are too.
And are they doing that because they really believe in it, or are they doing it because they realize, hey, the political correctness is beginning to shift to the right, and whoops, we may have gone too far left, and we've got to clean our act up.
I think it may be a little of both.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Is there some hypocrisy there? I'm just asking.
Yeah.
So, you know— Trump said that Mark called him a couple of times and wanted to have lunch and everything there at the mansion. So that was all good. And that's all kumbaya stuff, okay? So let me tell you some of the things that other people are saying, all nice and fluffy, mm-hmm. okay? And, you know, we've talked about how Trump is really a forgiving person. He really thinks that people ought to have a second and third chance. You know, he has said that.
Yeah, but okay. He'll also fire you.
Yeah, he will. And so I'm not willing to jump in and say, oh, Mark, all is forgiven. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people on X is not either.
Right.
James Wood said, I was banned during the leftist hell of Twitter's Dorsey dark days. Justin Bateman said, thank you. I'm thankful for Elon Musk buying Twitter and giving us all X that move... that took some of the air out of the woke momentum balloon.
Mm-hmm.
James Wood said, giving Americans their free speech back is the pinnacle of patriotism and public service. And he goes on to say, Elon Musk paid $44 billion to liberate the forum that banned President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm all for forgiveness. But I'm all for forgiveness and grace after you've shown something more than just a luncheon of kumbaya. Boy, you got shot in the ear, and I really like you now. You're a man's man.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you're all forgiven, Mark, then you go and you take back all of this stuff and give back all of the people that you took down. Okay, you got taken down, right?
Taken down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still down. I can't get back on.
I will forgive you. I will show you grace, but it's after you have shown me something that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not God, so show me. It says Terrence K. Williams, a guy I follow on X. It says I don't trust Mark at all. Please don't ever compare him to Elon Musk. He said Mark banned Donald Trump while he was a sitting president and banned many of his supporters.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He also helped the Democrats steal the election in 2020, and all he's doing is trying to save himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Laura Loomer.
I can see it.
Ooh, Laura Loomer. You talk about somebody that I follow on X. It says, I'm never forgetting to forget this, or never going to forget this. I'm never going to let it go that Islamic terrorists were allowed to have Facebook and Instagram, and Zuckerberg labeled me and several other accounts as dangerous individuals and then made it a banable offense for people to even post pictures with me.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong censorship. She said, to this day, there have been no consequences for him and restitution for the people whose lives and businesses he has ruined. Now, she went on to say this, and I'd love to take credit for it, but she's the one that wrote it, so I got to give it to her. There is no civilized society without justice and accountability. Now, think about that, Randy.
Really?
We can say kumbaya and show a lot of grace, and we can do a lot of stuff, but I got to tell you, until there is justice being brought and accountability.
Right.
I'm sorry. Here's one that says Hamas and ISIS can have Facebook accounts, but Alex Jones and Laura Loomer can't.
I can't.
You can't. We'll throw you in there. Okay. So here's one. Laura Loomer also goes on. I won't read it all, but says, we owe it to the millions of people whose lives have been ruined by Facebook.
Yeah.
Here's one. I took this poll. It says, Gunther Eagleman, I'd suggest that you follow him on X, says, should MAGA forgive and forget Mark wrongdoing and allow him into our coalition? And it says yes or no. I clicked on no.
Yeah.
And it jumps up and says 90% of the people out of 38,000 people voted that said not only no, but hell no. Is exactly what that came in. Another person said, hell no, it needs to be arrested. He needs to be arrested for what he did in 2020. He censored President Trump. He shut down any talk against the BS COVID narrative. And again, this was under pressure under Biden, under the Biden regime to silence us Americans. But can he be trusted now? A lot of people say no. Yeah. He needs to be prosecuted. So other people are calling for them to be put in to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy, one of the things that this also goes on to say is, that he paid over $350 million for drop boxes in the 2020 election.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. So, you know, he censored against Hunter Biden's laptop. And so all of this stuff, he's the one that did this. The man spent $350 million to rig the 2020 election. And now people think, oh, well, he went and had lunch with Trump. You know, and let's all forgive him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but that's not quite good enough until the punishment fits the crime.
Mm. Yeah, okay? Let's see something else.
Let's see something.
Right.
Let's all of these people jump in here. I got so much more on this, but yeah. I don't want to say a lot of it, but I'll start wrapping up with this. Just 1 month ago, James O'Keefe got undercover footage of the Meta senior engineer revealing that they plan to help rig the election for Kami Lala. We ask if Meta has the ability to affect the upcoming 2024 election, to which he responded, yes, Meta does.
Huh.
He also confirmed that Mark intends to help the Democrats in this election cycle. Senior Meta engineer reveals on camera that Kami Lala posts are automatically demoted and outright admitted to shadow banning tactics.
Mm.
Now, next show, I'm going to get into shadow banning because it's a lot different than just pure misinformation and all. But folks, here's what I can tell you. The deep state is real. They'll stop at nothing to control the narrative and maintain their power. They've got that power, and they're going to use everything they can. As we said in the last few things since the election, they're not going to lay down and take this and do and just take it and run away.
No, it hadn't died yet. No.
No. They're not dead.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, and I will tell you that, let me back up just one thing here. Laura Loomer goes out and says, I'm telling you right now, Zuckerberg is trying to lay the groundwork for Obama operatives to infiltrate the next administration via his political network. He wants to pretend like he will be pivotal to the new golden age of America so that his Obama operative advisors can have a foot in the door while Democrats plan their progressive takeover for 2028.
Sure, they're waiting for it. So they're going to be there.
I mean, you know,
they are going to be there.
Well, you can sit there and say, hey, Mark has had lunch with him and said he's sorry and all of this, this kumbaya stuff and want to show grace. But until we see something, and again, until the punishment fits the crime, Randy, I don't know how much grace I'm going to be showing.
No.
Well, folks, we'll see you next week. We'll continue on with this message.
Tomorrow starts the same old